With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In the wake of that historic diplomatic meeting at the White House, President Trump has now turned his attention to arranging a Zelensky-Putin meeting aimed at ending the war between their two countries.
These are the heads of major countries.
President Trump hosting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and seven European leaders to discuss how to end the war with Russia.
All of us would obviously prefer an immediate ceasefire while we work on a lasting peace.
But he told them,
in a very significant step, President Putin agreed that Russia would accept security guarantees for Ukraine,
adding
the European nations are going to take a lot of the burden. We're going to help them.
After the session, President Trump said he again spoke to Putin to begin arrangements for a face-to-face meeting between the Russian leader and Zelensky. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The president vowing more changes in the way elections are conducted in the U.S.
The president is speaking out once again about doing away with mail-in ballots, which are used by about one-third of all American voters.
We're going to end mail-in voting. It's a fraud.
He also wants to eliminate voting machines. According to the Constitution, Congress has the authority to determine the time, place, and manner of elections. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The East Coast is witnessing treacherous surf and life-threatening rip currents as Hurricane Erin churns way out in the Atlantic. People are being urged not to go into the water. In some cases, they're prohibited from entering the surf. Erin is not expected to make landfall, although it is a menacing storm nonetheless. Evacuation orders in place for parts of North Carolina's Outer Banks. The Air Canada Flight Attendants Union says it has a tentative contract deal aimed at ending a three-day strike. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 1 point. The Nasdaq futures are off 31 points. This is SRN News. Why do pastors quit?
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds that the number one reason for a Protestant clergyman to leave the profession is the sense that God has placed a new calling on him. 40%. Another 18% say they left the pulpit because of too many conflicts and uproars within the congregation they were leading. And 16% simply blame burnout. However, Lifeway points out that in total, only 1% of pastors actually quit their job every year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Being a Christian in Somalia can cost you your life, but ministries based in the West are doing what they can to sustain secret believers. International Christian Concern is increasing its connection with such people in Somalia, reporting that underground church leaders in Mogadishu confirm the existence of more than 1,500 hidden believers, many of whom are converts from Islam. Conversion is viewed as an act of betrayal by both militant groups and local communities. This is SRN News. Israeli protesters demanding a deal to free hostages in Gaza have attempted to shut down the country, one of the largest and fiercest protests in 22 months of war. We get the latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
An estimated 300,000 to 400,000 people gathered to urge Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to end the two-year-old war against the Hamas terrorist organization. Doing so, they argue, would be the last chance to negotiate the release of 20 hostages still barely alive out of the 251 kidnapped when Hamas invaded Israel on October 7, 2023. More than 1,200 Israelis and tourists were murdered while the nation's worst hostage crisis was ignited. The war the slaughter has triggered in 22 months resulted in scores of thousands of deaths and intense strain on national alliances. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.